Hello, everybody, and welcome to thestoreprods.com podcast. As was the podcast brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today it is brought to you by Split Reason. Seeing as today is Halloween, it seemed fitting to use them because they have a bunch of video game themed zombie shirts. I know it's like, oh, comic stuff, but whatever. It's still nerd culture. So yeah, they have a bunch of zombie themed shirts. And so yeah, go check them out. Click the link at the bottom of the page or any of the banner ads on the site for Split Reason and go check out their shit. They're awesome. Well, we are not as awesome. We still do have shirts that are within the reasonable deviation from awesome. We have shirts. Yeah, head over.
Dude,
I'm
gonna have money soon, and I totally want to buy the science shirt. I say that shirt is awesome.
I think the heart attack shirt is cool.
Okay, yeah, we have shirts. Head over to deathdoorprods.com/store and check them out. And we are still accepting shirt design art. If you have an idea for a shirt, we'd love to hear from you, but unfortunately, we won't be able to pay you. If you have art, we make it into a shirt, we will pay you. Based on the sales of that shirt. So yeah. Probably we'll be given to Disto Prods references and ideas and stuff. There are like a bunch of ideas over in the designs based on like a word or phrase from a podcast, which some of them are really great and some of them I actually do want made into shirts. Like Sharkacorn. I like that idea. It's a shark unicorn.
But I bet you Sharkacorn would totally kick Sharktopus's ass.
Oh yeah, he has the horn. He has the distinct advantage.
Totally. Horn beats tentacles every time.
Yeah, plus magic. You know, in the battle of tentacles versus rainbows, rainbows win.
This is also true.
Yeah, so anyway. So, like I said, Proto will be given to Desto Prods references and stuff, but if you just have some art you think is cool, please don't hesitate to send it our way. That's destoprods.com/store. So, yeah. I'm your host, The Dead Man. Joining today, we have Bovi-Wan.
Hello.
And Steven.
Huh?
Yeah, so, before we get into the show proper, I would just like to apologize for some stuff. Yesterday, which was Tuesday, we had some major problems with the site. Mainly that none of the articles would load.
Either ghosts, hurricanes, or ghost hurricanes.
I'm going to go with ghost hurricanes.
That should be a shirt.
Okay. But yeah, so we had some problems. Hopefully. Well, if you're listening to this, then we fixed the problems. So yeah, Hopefully we will actually be able to get this up on Halloween. But anyway. Yeah, so we had some problems. The site was down for most of the day with our newfangled maintenance mode thing with a picture that said twerk or treat and said we done goofed.
We done goofed.
Even though it's not really us that done goofed, we don't know what happened.
I just always assume I did something wrong.
Well, we're not website design people. We're like internet semi-journalists.
Yeah, we're the editorial staff. Speaking of, if any web designers out there are looking to do some work for no money, please hit me up, devin@destoprods.com. Anyway. So yeah. The site was down for most of Tuesday, and it may be down for some of Wednesday, we don't know, and because of that, we did not get to put up. We either put up very little or no content because we are recording this on Tuesday, and so it's still possible we could fix things before the Halloween, so we can still post shit. But yeah, so a chunk of Tuesday it was down, and we apologize for this. Well, I do anyway. I don't know about these guys; they don't give a
shit. I apologize for nothing.
See, exactly. Yeah, so anyway, we're talking about some motherfucking comic books.
About time.
Yes.
Yeah, so, Steven, what have you been reading?
Wait. Okay. I got three things I got to talk about today. I'm going to start with the new Kaboom series, Bravest Warriors.
Is that the Bravest one? Yeah, is that the one where like it's really cartoony and the guy has giant hands?
Yeah, it's by like the it's created by Pendleton Ward, who did Adventure Time.
The art looks familiar.
Yeah, he does Adventure Time. Also did a short animated thing that was space based, like a sci-fi kind of thing called Space Warriors, which you can watch on YouTube. And so there's a comic of that. It's written by Joey Komu, who's the last name I can't pronounce, who does a comic called A Softer World, and he's really great, and I met him, and he's a nice friend.
Oh.
And anyways, he's not my friend, he's just a nice fellow. Anyways.
Oh, he's a really nice friend. Oh, you're friends with him? No.
No, but I've met him. Anyways, so it's really great. It's a great all-ages comic. There's, they bake cupcakes, and the cupcakes fight each other with robot arms.
What?
They
what?
Make a can that shoots popcorn, and they have Fred, who's part mermaid and has two brains.
Okay.
And the first issue is just them watching like movie trailers. They don't even watch a whole movie, yeah. And like it's pretty great.
That last friend actually sounds like a character from a Bruce Campbell movie.
It does. There's a part where they watch a movie called Space Sharks. In space, nobody can hear you scream. Space Sharks.
I thought it'd be like in space, you'll be afraid to go into the water.
Yeah, I'm surprised they just did that tagline. I'm actually.
Yeah, I'm surprised like they just ripped off, they just took tagline from Aliens.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sad now.
It's like, in space, no one can hear you swim.
Yeah, that would have been way better. Anyways, so yeah, and there's a backup story by another webcomic guy, Ryan Pequin, who's also amazing and does a webcomic called Three Word Phrase. And he does a lot of butt jokes, which is great, which is a thing the world needs a lot of.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on to The Flash, number 13.
Yes.
Global Warfare.
Grodd invades Opal City.
Hmm?
Grodd invades Opal City.
Opal City.
Whichever city he's in. Keystone? What
one Central is he
in?
City.
Central. He's in one of those cities. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. There's like, from New 52, they put kind of Central City, Keystone, and Opal into one kind of county.
Yeah, like gem cities or whatever?
Yeah.
I guess that's why I confused it. Like, I remember, like, the one thing like that said cities, I remember just seeing, like, I remember this one panel where I flashed around, it says Opal City in big text. It was like, oh, okay, yeah. So it's Opal City.
Yeah, because Barry was in Central, Wally was in, Wally was a thing. He was all Keystone.
Back when
and
Ollie,
I guess Opal might have been Bart when the Bart was
back when Ollie was alive.
Yeah. I don't think that Wally is dead.
He died. Yeah, he died in the Flashpoint.
Oh yeah, I guess he did. Anyways. God. Anyways, the Flash Guerrilla Warfare is awesome. There's talking gorillas.
Yeah.
It's... And the Flash teams up with the Rogues.
Yeah, he's done that before, but I like the new Rogues. I like the
yeah.
I like the fact that like the
Captain Cold, just don't have guns now.
You know, like Captain Cold and the fire guy whose name escapes me.
Heatwave.
Yeah, Heatwave actually have like superpowers and shit.
Yeah, that was cool. I just love their designs now. They're so and like they're so not what I would expect.
Yeah, I really like Captain Cold. He's not just some jackass in a parka.
Mm-hmm. He's got like a cool hoodie thing.
Yeah, but he still has the glasses.
Yeah, because the glasses are like an actual thing.
Yeah.
That people wear. That's cool. Like in the Arctic, so you don't get snowblind.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Anyways, I'm going to spoil it in a Guerrilla Warfare, because Grodd totally gets the Speed Force. It looks terrifying.
Yeah.
He's blowing with red lightning, and he's like spewing out red goo out of his mouth.
Yeah.
He's totally gonna eat the Flash's face.
Yeah, that happened.
That was awesome. Love it.
Yeah,
I love everything.
I'm just wondering how, like, that arc's gonna end. Like,
everybody dies.
That's it. It's just...
it's a two-issue arc, and the Flash ends.
Yeah, just like that. Like, that issue ends with, like, Gorilla Grodd teaming up with, like, Mongol and blow up the city.
That's arc.
And then the Flash tries to bring it back, and then he just goes around and starts killing everyone with the Speed Force.
Accident.
Just turns it into Emerald Knight.
Yeah.
He becomes the Speed Force version of Parallax.
Oh my god, that'd be terrifying. I don't want that in my life.
Just
that happened.
Yeah.
That happened the brightest day.
No, he was possessed by Parallax, not the Speed Force version of Parallax.
Okay.
I'm talking about like an entirely separate entity, but who was like so
Parallax.
Parallax is Green Lantern, or what this thing is to the Speed Force.
That'd be cool, actually. I kind of want that to happen. I'm interested on how that would look and become and stuff. Yeah. Get on it, GC.
Yeah, call us. Talk.
Yeah. Anyways, The Flash is great, and Francis Manpool continues to be one of the best artists working currently.
Yeah, the art is amazing on that series.
Oh, man. The best. Yeah, and
it looks like actually that Flash is going to get outed.
Oh, man. Maybe. I wouldn't be against that.
Yeah, because, like, Turbine showed up again.
Oh, yeah, Turbine. Turbine's going to fuck everything up.
Yeah, Turbine showed up, and he, like, was talking to Patty and the Captain, and he's like, yo, the Flash is kind of this guy, but before he can actually say it, like, gorillas.
The gorillas are here! That's a great line.
It's raining gorillas. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's great. I love Mirror Master now, also. Just, yeah. Like, he can't, he's always a mirror.
Yeah, he's like stuck in the world. He's like stuck in the world or something because of the Flash.
Because now he's like a ghost. Yeah. And I love ghosts.
And be crazy.
Yeah, he's nuts. He's knocking Fox.
Well, he has no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
And I gotta talk about Hawkeye 3.
Okay. Yeah, Hawkeye 3, that was...
Just for one thing that happens, but I'm also going to talk about other stuff, but there's one great, amazing gag.
The censoring?
Yes!
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
So, Clint totally, like, bones this girl, which is all great, and then dudes come and attack them, and he's naked, and he's going to jump over the bed to get his stuff, and the panel, since it's framed in a way that you'd see it, they just put Hawkeye's face over it, like a sensor bar, but it's not Hawkeye, it's his face, yeah. And it's like old mask.
They're censoring Hawkeye with Hawkeye.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was gonna happen. I turned to that, I actually laughed out loud for like a minute. I was like, "This is great." They did that.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Like this series, you would never expect them to do this.
Yeah, well, like I'm not surprised by it. I'm surprised by it, but I'm not like, oh, that's weird they did that. Like, because they do a lot of great gags in this.
Yeah, like,
it's just the way people talk and, like, how Clint kind of sees things.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not saying that it's, like, an out-of-character thing for the series. I'm saying that
you
just didn't expect it to go to that level.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, of course they do that. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't actually just put a bow and arrow there.
Oh, yeah, that would be, I think they'd be too on the nose.
Or not just Hawkeye's head, it's like Hawkeye, like, kneeling, like, for to fire a bow.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I also wanted to say how cool, like, this issue's pretty much just about trick arrows.
Yeah, that's the entire issue.
It's just, like, the whole issue is, like, I need to label my trick arrows.
Yeah, every other panel is just, what kind of arrow is this?
Yeah, but, like,
and how is Kate gonna fuck up with it?
Yeah, but it's great how they all kind of look like they would work, in a way. They don't look too out there.
Yeah, there is no boxing glove on any of them.
No. Yeah. I want to talk about the boxing glove era for a second. DC, like DC Nation on Cartoon Network used to have, or still does, I don't know how to word that, but like, they had these like miniature segments in between shows, and one of the segments would be like, oh, watch this guy use one of the superhero's equipment, like he'd throw a batarang, or like he's a collapsible staff, like Robin does. And one day he actually used a boxing glove arrow, and he fired the arrow, and they cut it in a way that you can fully tell it wouldn't hit the target. But they cut to, like, a different angle, and it's like, whoa, it hit the target! But, like, you see it, before it cuts to a different angle, it, like, wobbles in the air.
You see it, like, slowly descending?
Cut, like, not even descending, it, like, turns so it's not pointing forward, it's, like, pointing horizontally. And it cuts, and it hits it straight on with the fist.
That is so I'm guessing
whoever the host of this show was is a really bad shot?
Well, no, if a boxing glove isn't aerodynamic. You can't shoot a boxing glove at someone.
Yeah, like, if you actually fire that arrow, like if it kept going along the same trajectory, it would end up hitting the target, but it would end up hitting the target parallel to the target.
Yeah, it wouldn't. It would just be, like, throwing a stick at someone that happened to have a boxing glove at it.
Yeah. What's the size of this boxing glove?
Like a normal-sized boxing glove.
Okay, then yeah, definitely not. That couldn't possibly work. I thought you meant it was like a mini boxing glove, but like a full-size boxing glove? What the fuck?
It's like he just like went down to like a sporting goods store, got a boxing glove, painted it green, and stuck an arrow in it.
I don't know when that became a thing in the comics, but I'm so glad it did become a thing.
Yeah. It's great. It's great for kind of a go-to example for stupid hero tech.
Yeah.
He's like, you think that's stupid? Barrel boxing glove.
There was also a joke in the Justice League cartoon how Green Arrow had a buzzsaw arrow. And he shoots it, and it works. Like, I don't know what he was doing, but he shoots it, and it did what he wanted. And then he, like, says, like, Batman or something. He's like, and Planetary thought a buzzsaw arrow would be too much.
Or something. Ridiculous.
Yeah, he was like, he thought it wouldn't work. It was just, it was so silly. But Hawkeye, back to Hawkeye, all the arrows except for the putty arrow what I'm looking at now is the arrows that look like it actually fly in the air. Yeah. The putty arrow, it just kind of like, it hit you and it's like bulb at the end would break and shoot putty at you and it'd suck.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the boomerang arrow.
No, boomerang arrow is great. That was a great setup.
It's awesome idea, but I think
it'd just be like a magnet.
Yeah, but then how would they know like if the person had metal on the back of their neck?
I don't know. It doesn't like in the panel. It just shows the tip of the arrow. Like, how is that even gonna work? I don't know. But it's like Kate asked him like, "What do you need a boomerang for?" He's like, "Because boomerang."
Yeah.
It's all he says because boomerang.
And then she ends up eating it.
Yeah, and then uses it and like told you boomerang arrow. I love this series. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's a great series.
I hope Marvel every time I say they go to Marvel though, they end up doing something stupid. So
everyone out there,
knock on wood.
Yeah, so everyone out there, while you can, jump on the Hawkeye train.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, what have you been reading?
All right, I have a couple things. First off, I should talk about Batman issue 1.
Ah, you started reading the New 52 Batman.
Yes, I have. And so far, I'm liking it.
Yeah, it's a good series.
It's an awesome series.
So I'm guessing the look of Joker in issue 1 is the actual look of Joker? Like he was replicated properly?
Probably, yeah.
Probably? Yeah. Okay.
That's how they do draws him.
It's been a while since I've seen issue 1.
Okay, well, in issue 1, the Joker isn't the Joker. The Joker is Dick Grayson.
That was great. That was a great setup,
undercover
too.
Into Arkham. I know, because at first it's like, you know he's not actually fighting with the Joker, but you're wondering what he's doing to make it look like he's fighting with the Joker.
Oh yeah, that is the EM mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Which they've used actually a couple of times since then, and it was awesome.
Yeah, every time they use it, it's such a good thing. Yeah. Scott Snyder, man, he knows his stuff.
Yeah, he knows his Batmans.
He does.
And Greg, we got a very...
Greg Capullo, he is a fantastic artist.
Mm-hmm. I like watching videos of Greg Capullo, because he totally doesn't talk like someone who'd work in comics. He talks like a motorcycle guy.
And I gotta say, it was we got a great and ominous introduction to the Court of Owls.
Oh, yeah, the owls.
Yeah. Great villain.
Yeah, it's, yeah, that is that.
That is definitely that.
The one thing I could say I did not like about the issue, just one single thing, is when Batman's talking to the one cop, and he's talking about how, oh, Bruce Wayne doesn't get how this city really works like us, like guys like us, he doesn't see the real side. It's like they're trying to nudge you too much with the, you get it? They're the same guy!
It's like, blah, 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 blah.
Like, you're nudging a bit too hard for a Batman comic here.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that you mention, I'm just thinking like reading that. There's like Eric Allison behind. I was like, hey, know what I mean? Know what I mean? Saying them all, saying them all.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's not like you're Bruce Wayne or anything. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Saying them all, saying them all.
It just somehow turns into a talk about sex.
As it often would.
Yeah. Like, that's sex. Like, what's it like?
That's a great one. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. We've thoroughly butchered it here today.
Oh, yeah.
That's no prods. It's about thoroughly butchering all the great comedic lines since 2010. As well as, yeah, as well as intros, plugs, and everything else.
Everything the worst here.
Yeah.
Never has there any... Okay, I gotta word this right. Never has there ever been anything good. My personal motto.
It's getting hard to understand you guys. You guys are trying to do that weird cutout thing, but I could pretty much follow you. Just letting you know.
Skype.
Yeah, stupid Skype. Skype is hating us tonight. I'm gonna blame Sandy.
I'm glad they're not one of our sponsors.
Yes, I'm blaming Sandy for this. I'm gonna say internet all over the country has gone slower. So, a combination of slower connection times equals bad Skype. So, Sandy's fault.
Yeah. It's totally hurricanes.
Who invented those? You blame hurricanes for everything, people. If a hurricane hits you, you can now blame all of your problems on that hurricane for the next, like, 2 weeks.
I'd say a good month. Unless you're in Queens, then it's your entire life.
I was going to say a month is milking it.
Yeah, anyways, comics.
Yeah, comics.
What else did you read?
Deadman, you were about to ask me something?
I said, yeah, comics.
Yeah, but before you said so, and then you trailed off. Okay, I guess I'll just move on. I found it funny how there was Robins in the same place.
Yeah, there are a lot of Robins.
There should be more.
We don't need more Robins.
We're missing one.
Yeah, we're already missing one.
Yeah, anyways, moving on from Batman.
I mean, we have Dick Grayson, we have Jason Todd, we have Tim Drake, we have Damian Wayne, but we don't have Steph Brown.
Yeah.
Because she was Robin. Because she was Robin for like an issue.
Hi, Stephanie Brown. I was never there a lot, but I guess Dan Dio doesn't care.
Yeah. Editors don't care.
Editors don't care about Girl Robin.
Yeah, so anyway, moving on.
Moving on from Batman to The Walking Dead, I read two issues, issues 102 and 103.
Yes, I'm all caught up.
Yes, I am all caught up. Even though I couldn't hear what you said there, I picked up the gist of it. So one thing I gotta say is I really want to see Negan die.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever wanted to see a character die more since Duck in the video game.
Oh, God. That's saying something.
Yeah, because I really want Duck to die.
But yeah, Rick has a plan.
Yes, he has a plan, and I can't wait to see it unfold. Like, right now, he's seeming to be Negan's bitch, but he's also deployed Jesus.
Yeah, he's working angles.
Which, fucking Jesus, man. I love that guy. He's just rocking through, fighting the zombies hand to hand, no weapons.
Yeah, he's a great new character.
Yeah, honestly, he's one of my favorites. Although one of my favorite slots was violently opened up.
Yeah.
Quite violently.
Yeah, anyway.
And fucking Carl. Yeah. Fucking Carl. I forget exactly what he says, but he basically says how he wants to, like, really fuck Negan up. Oh, it's something like, we'll show him who he's fucking with. And he's just like, he's not a kid, he's just such a badass.
Yeah, if you survive a bullet in the face, you're kind of automatic badass.
Now, to people... This is what comparison I hear from the show to the comic, is that the comic doesn't have a Daryl, but the comic does have a Daryl. It's Carl.
Yeah.
In my mind, at least partially.
Oh yeah,
Carl, I mean, it takes a while to get there, but Carl is just so fucking awesome.
Yeah, he is. He is. Anyway,
and yeah, I cannot wait to see Rick's plan unfold.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what it is. Like, you got Jesus tracking them. I'm guessing to go back to the camp, go back to the compound to see what they have.
There's also Eugene, you know, working on the bullets plan.
Yeah, Eugene making bullets. But yeah.
Because, basically, if Rick's group gets enough bullets, then they win. Because Negan's group mostly uses melee weapons, and they've got enough people in there. Rick's got enough people in his group that are really, really good shots that they could, like, not even reach the walls. No matter how many of them there are, if they have enough bullets, they win.
It'd actually be... One thing I actually think would be really funny, like, I'm probably not going to do it, and they probably shouldn't do it. What I'd like to see is just have, like, Negan... Like, have, like, Rick's plan, like, go to the thing, so everything they have all the bullets they need. It's like Negan's group just like starts swarming the place, like, coming in. It's like everyone starts like shooting and just picking them off one by one. And then it's the point where like when by the time they reach the wall, Negan's the only one left.
Actually, I think Rick's plan might have something to do with finding out where Negan's group is and causing a large horde of zombies to attack them.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
That's a guess.
They have zombie karate skills.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
That group does have zombie corralling skills.
Yes, they've already set up zombies as a defense. Negan killed them all, but They've already shown the will and the ability to use zombies as a weapon or defense, so they could easily control some zombies and get a big enough horde that Negan can't handle them even with his huge group. I mean, we've seen that hordes can be huge. Like, there are some big roaming hordes out there.
Yeah, there are.
And as long as you get one of those going in the right direction, you could take out a group as big as Negan. So I think his plan might be something like that. I could be totally wrong. I could be bang on. But that's my prediction.
Okay. Is there anything else? About
it? So, yeah. That's all for what I've read.
Okay, so Steve, what's your pick?
Tag number one.
Yes. Hey guys, we're back. Well, sorry about that. So yeah, Talon. So continues on from issue zero. Calvin, the one Talon who actually escaped, has come back to Gotham.
Yeah, so he had heard the stories through the grapevine that the Batman had at the Court of Owls. And so he is just going back to see if the rumor is true. They are not.
Oh, no.
Yes, the captain, like, hooks up with some old motherfucker who, like, knows all about the Court of Owls, knows, like, everything about them, knows who he is, and is going to be, like, going to be teaming up with him to take them all down. And so he actually gives him a modified Talon suit to use as a superhero costume.
Neat.
Yeah, and so it's a good issue, like, in terms of things. I don't know who did the art, but I liked it. It was pretty good. The old guy actually looked like an owl, so I'm guessing he was at some point actually part of the court. Because, you know, he's old enough and rich and looks rich enough to be part of the Court of Owls. It was a pretty good first issue. They actually got a really good fight between Kelvin and Undead Talon. Like, watching him, like, seeing him the fighter, like, he, I'm guessing, didn't know that the Talons were being, like, a lot of the Talons were being, like, brought back from the dead.
Yeah.
So he was just trying to fight her as best he could, and was actually kind of kicking her ass, even without knowing that cold kills him. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what this guy does. Like, he's actually really cool as a character. Like, because he's an escape artist.
Okay.
Yeah, like, with other talents, they were, like, acrobats or combat specialists. He's an escape artist. He knows how to get in and out of places really well. It's going to be interesting seeing how those skills translate into being a superhero dedicated to taking down the Court of Owls. Like, the Court of Owls, they have all those compounds hidden all over Gotham, so I'm guessing that's where a lot of his skills will come in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just breaking into these compounds. But what I want to see is, I want to see what happens when he meets Batman.
Because that's
going to happen.
Mm-hmm, probably soon.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, so Talamont was pretty good. You guys should check that. You guys should check out that series out.
I might.
Yeah, so, Bobby-Wan, your pick.
My pick was Punisher Warzone issue 1.
I thought you changed it.
Oh, no, yes I did, to A Babies versus X Babies. I forgot about my change.
A Babies versus X Babies. Is this a series written by Scotty Young with art by a Japanese art duo who did a bunch of Power Pack art? And yeah, so here's the story. Captain America, as a baby, is at home in bed, saying goodnight to all his soldier teddy bears. But one of his teddy bears is missing. He looks out his window. Who should see? A baby Cyclops who lives across the street with his teddy bear.
Oh, what?
And then all-out war ensues on this street between these two houses.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get this teddy bear back.
This is the perfect thing.
Yeah, it's really good. It's just, it's really cute.
Good.
It's, like, the main fights are there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we even get White Phoenix Hope show up to just, like, say, hey, give him back his bear.
Is it just one issue?
Yeah, it's just a one issue.
Okay.
So yeah, like, there's kind of not a lot to say about it.
Like, yeah, you picked a bad one.
Yeah, it's like, shut hey, up. It's like, hey, A Babies versus X Babies. It's AVX, but with babies.
Well, then, fine then. Talk about my other choice, too, if my A Babies versus X Babies one was so bad.
Okay, so Punisher Warzone. The Avengers are going to take down the Punisher.
Okay.
That guy's a jerk. That guy's a jerk.
Yeah, like, what happened was, like, Frank Castle, he was accused of killing some cops. And his partner, because he had a partner, was arrested. And so Spider-Man shows up and says, yo, you killed those cops, I'm going to take you down. So he tries to, like, take out Punisher, and Punisher whips his ass.
Huh.
Yeah, because Spider-Man doesn't know anything about being framed.
Yeah, jerk.
It's not like, so if anyway, the shoe was on the other foot, he would beg for mercy.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, Spider-Man, like, even though the Punisher probably didn't kill those cops, he's killed hundreds, if not thousands, of other people.
Probably also cops.
Yeah, and so Yeah, they're probably dirty cops, but who cares? Cops are cops, I guess.
But he's, yeah.
Just fuck media cops.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so Spider-Man then goes to the Avengers and says, hey, Frank Castle, let's take him the fuck down. And they're like, nah. Like, he's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so then it's just Spider-Man trying to convince, most of the issues is Spider-Man trying to convince the people of the Avengers to like, hey, yeah, Frank Castle's kind of crazy, and he can kill us. Maybe we should, like, do something about him. And they're all like, eh, but he's just a dude.
Like, yeah, it's weird. We tend to deal with, like, world-ending shit. This is kind of like one guy going vigilante. I don't care.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird because one person, like, one of the people who just says he just one normal guy was Black Widow. Who also is just a girl who doesn't have any powers at all.
Yeah. There's a lot of Avengers who are just people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what she's saying, though, is, like, what the Avengers had to deal with is pretty serious shit. They don't deal with one guy.
Yeah, I know. But eventually Spider-Man does get someone to listen to him there, and they
Captain America. Try to take
down. Yeah, I think so, probably. But, yeah, they just...
Fully hates him.
Yeah, they just go to try to take down fucking Punisher, and that's the rest of the issue. Just that's the rest of this... Again, that's going to be the rest of the series, just... Just the Avengers trying to take out the Punisher, and the Punisher's like, fuck you, blap.
Blap. Blop.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was decent.
Blop, bloop.
Yeah, it was good art. I like the art. Like, I'm pretty sure it's the same guy who did the art for the Punisher, like, main series, and that had some good art in it.
Yeah. It makes it sound like Spider-Man's being a bit of an asshole. Maybe I'm wrong, because I'm just hearing a synopsis, but...
Yeah, like, Spider-Man is just against murderers. Like,
yeah, he hates that.
Like, he had this whole arc, no one dies, and that's still kind of been his, like, de facto motto for the last few issues.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the last few arcs, I guess. And the Punisher's, like, everyone dies.
Everyone dies always.
Yeah, and so it's kind of understandable for Spider-Man to be like, yeah, we need to deal with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, Punisher Warzone, it's pretty good. You guys should check it out if you get the chance. You know, if you want to. It's, like I said, it's pretty good, but it's not exactly groundbreaking. It's interesting, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so moving on to my series, Extreme X-Men!
Extreme!
Yeah, so I've been so this series is 5 issues in now, and I have really been liking it. Mainly because of the premise. So, in this premise... a Wolverine from an alternate universe, a Nightcrawler from an alternate universe, an Emma Frost from an alternate universe, and a Professor Xavier, who is just a floating head from an alternate universe, jump from universe to universe, fighting evil Charles Xaviers.
Yep. How many universes would he be evil in?
Well, considering there are infinite universes, probably a good number of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it is just this... Yeah, so along the way they pick up Dazzler from the main Marvel universe.
Dazzler.
Yeah, and so it is just these five, I guess, going from universe to universe, fighting evil Charles Xaviers. Like in one universe, Storm, Thor, like Angel, actually just a good chunk of the X-Men have basically elevated themselves to god status. And they're like slaughtering people. They're being horrible to everyone. And then like Charles Xavier and Magneto, but they're like all steampunk. Charles Xavier and Magneto are working against them. But then it's revealed that Charles Xavier, like the Charles Xavier of the universe, was actually using his mental powers to manipulate the gods into being evil. And yeah, and then moving into the next one, it is a Western version. Where Charles Xavier is, like, an outlaw or something, and he basically turns the entire town, like, every mutant in this town, like, on his side. He breaks their minds, is what he says. And we get to see, like, 8-year-old Wolverine.
Actually, cute. Yeah, it is a good point seeing evil Charles Xavier, seeing just how wrong his powers could go.
Yeah. And it's also really cool seeing all these different variations on the X-Men. Like, Western Cyclops is pretty fucking awesome.
Sounds like a thing that is great.
Yeah, like his like eye beam laser, like his eye thing is actually, it actually is like, it looks like something Doc Brown made while he was a blacksmith.
Awesome.
And instead of firing out like a huge like beam, instead of firing out like a huge like spray, it just fires out one singular beam from the middle of it.
Neat.
Yeah, it is cool. And it's also just really cute. It's also just really bizarre and kind of awesome seeing, like, 8-year-old Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the bone claws and stuff. So you see, like, this little kid is like, I'm gonna kill you for hurting my daddy! And trying to stab a guy in the knee.
But, yeah, and stabbed in the kneecaps. It's gotta hurt.
Yeah, and just, and it's really cool, because so Wolverine in this one is, he's actually Commander James Howlett. Like, yeah, just, like, he doesn't call himself Wolverine, he calls himself Commander James Howlett from, like, the Canadian Armed Forces or something. And also his claws are gold now.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, and he also has this amazing, amazing mustache.
That's good.
Yeah, that goes from his sideburns to the mustache. He has, like, a Captain Price mustache.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, just old-ass style mustache, and I fucking love it. But yeah, so Emma Frost is still a bitch.
Yeah.
But we only have to deal with her for a little while, because she ends up staying in the mutant god world to have sex with that universe's version of Dazzler's boyfriend.
Dazzler.
Because, you know, she's just that big of a cunt.
That's not nice.
She's not nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, Extreme X-Men is a really fun premise. It's really interesting just seeing all the different shit that's going on. And I definitely recommend this book to people. Check the shit out. It's only 5 issues in, so you can definitely catch up. Yeah, check it out. It's awesome. So yeah, that's what we've been reading. On to news.
My leg is itchy.
What?
That's exactly what we're looking itchy. For.
Your leg is itchy? What? Okay. Whatever. Yeah, so, first piece of news. Guardians of the Galaxy, the film in Marvel Cinematic Universe that's going to be directed by James Gunn, is not going to be animated.
Awesome. Oh, is that news?
Yes.
Wait. Okay. I'm not sure how awesome that is. That's a good thing. It's awesome. Okay. It means they'll get a wider release.
Well, yeah, so anyway, Sci-Fi Now magazine, they did a feature on Guardians of the Galaxy as well as Marvel Cinematic Universe as a whole. And so Cosmic Book News did a partial scan of the interview, and one of the things that was released, a little thing said, Guardians of the Galaxy, an animated offering starring little-known cosmic characters like Star-Lord and Rocket Raccoon, and helmed by super insular director James Gunn, will probably explore Thanos more, defending the universe being their raison d'etre. Raison d'etre, whatever. It's like how an animated movie from a director known for subversive comedy and horror will neatly gel with live-action movies. It's an obvious challenge, but it's not the only one. So, yeah. Apparently they got something messed up there.
Yeah,
the movie's not going to be animated.
I didn't even know that was...
They didn't fact-check. Always fact-check. Back-source and fact-check.
Check your shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so there will be some, like, CG stuff, obviously, for the living tree and the raccoon.
I want babe technology for the raccoon.
You want
I want a talking raccoon. I want it to be like Babe, picked from the city.
You want to just have a raccoon just walking around in a weird onesie, like, having a gun duct taped to him?
Yes. Don't you?
No.
Oh. Guess I'm alone on this one.
Yeah, I want a puppet.
Yeah, pretty much.
A puppet.
Yeah. I want like a Jim Henson style puppet.
Oh, can it be like 80s claymation?
No.
Yes.
Can it be like Beetlejuice? And how about for Groot? Can Groot be like Beetlejuice? That'd be so creepy, though.
No, with Groot, they'll just take the models from, like, Lord of the Rings, just scale them down.
Oh, yeah.
But use, like, the same dialogue.
Trees.
Yeah.
Tree talk.
So, anyway, moving on. So, in an attempt to catch up to something Graham Morrison did a few months ago, Scott Lobdell has gotten Clark Kent out of the Daily Planet.
Yeah.
Yep.
They did this. This is like the third or fourth time they've done this.
Yeah.
In like the history of comics.
Yeah, so this happened in issue 13, which came out last week, and I read, and it was like, it was okay.
I heard it was his like little rant was pretty like valid.
Yeah, it was like it was a weird commentary on the media today because he just ranted for a bit about how like back in the olden days journalism used to be about the news and now it's about entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, I totally disagree with that. We totally don't try to entertain people instead of just giving them the news.
Yeah, so the plot, so like the scene that led up to it was, so I'm guessing one thing that like led to this was the fact that Kent found, like Clark found out that Lois is moving in with her boyfriend. Yes, then he's like on his computer looking up actual news, and then his boss Morgan Edge came along and said like, "Hey, why aren't you looking up something interesting? Like Superman or something?" It's like we always report about Superman. This is actually important shit. It's like thousands of people could lose their housing. It's like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, that's not what you say to Clark Kent.
It's like, give me Superman. And then he just like set up, was like, nope, fuck you. Do this whole huge rant, then leaves. And then Cat Grant, who was there, I guess, walked out with him.
She's a reporter too.
Yeah, it's actually kind of, it's actually funny because he like did a call to arms.
He did the Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, just like did the call to arms. Like everyone is like who wants to actually do news? Who wants to do those? Anyone who's with me? And no one's with him.
Yep.
Just walks out. Is like fucking assholes and leaves. But yeah, so USA Today asked Lobdell about this. And he said, this is really what happens when a 27-year-old guy is behind a desk and has to take instructions from a large conglomerate with concerns that aren't really his own. Superman is arguably the most powerful person on the planet. But how long can he sit at a desk with someone breathing down his neck and treating like he's the least important person in the world? Of, like, 50 years?
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole thing with Clark Kent, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm going to say Clark Kent should suck it up. I mean, everyone else works these jobs, and you know what? We don't get to leave and be Superman.
Yeah, I don't do one of these jobs. I'm just going to sit at home and get a check every month.
Get a check?
Yeah. I'm disabled.
Neat.
But yeah, it's... Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like... I don't know why they're doing this. I don't get it.
They're doing it because...
Because it's dumb.
Because
Scott actually taking out is a bad writer.
Because hell on Earth is coming, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
It does do one thing. It does take out the least believable part of Superman, which is the still-thriving newspaper.
Yeah, like...
The rumor is he's going to be a blogger now.
No, that's the thing. Like, every version I've seen of Superman has... He's kind of been like Peter Parker from the Ultimate Universe of just paper is good to fuck everything else. Which is kind of one of the reasons why I hated him for so long. Because, like, he's a fucking Luddite.
Yeah.
But now, you know, if he actually does, like, start working as a blogger, he probably won't make any money.
But
he'll be able to do it and, like, not... If he actually started working for like a website that actually did pay, that job would be way better for him.
Yeah. So people think it'd be like a Huffington Post type thing.
Yeah, like that way he'd just be able to like fly home, just like flying home at like subsonic speeds after he just beat up a monster, like text some shit into his phone, and it's like, boom, I'm done for the week.
Yep. Or maybe he'll be a TV reporter. Because that's what happened in the 70s, he was a TV reporter.
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
He was a TV reporter, and then he fought Muhammad Ali.
But yeah, in this one, he quit the newspaper and fought a dragon.
Oh, he fought a dragon?
Yeah, which is
I thought it was cool playing Muhammad Ali.
Which is actually from Krypton.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Kara showed up and was like, Kara showed up and was like, fuck you, dude, you lied to me. It's like, you're not my cousin. Like, Krypton wasn't destroyed. If it was destroyed...
She keeps going on about that?
Yeah, because the dragon is from Krypton.
Okay.
And so this is actually some sense of like,
okay,
of like, hey, this, hey, like, I have no idea if there's any proof to this, but this guy, he's been saying it for so long. But hey, wait, there's a dragon. It's from Krypton. This guy must be lying.
Yeah, because I was gonna say in Supergirl, like, Yara, she was complaining about that. Like Krypton, she thought was all the thing. I stopped reading Supergirl.
No, like, in Supergirl, she's moved on from that.
Okay, good. Can she speak English yet?
Kind of.
Okay.
She's mostly been speaking Kryptonian to Silver Banshee. Yeah, and she also now has her own underwater fortress.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, moving on to our final piece of news. The DC Comics Vertigo imprint series Fables is getting a video game.
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah, so it's being developed by Telltale Games, who are the makers of such fine episodic adventure games like The Walking Dead or Back to the Future or Sam and Max, I think. But yeah, so they're gonna be making a video game based on this series. So for those who don't know, the series is about every like major fairy tale character who's in public domain, like Snow White, Pinocchio, Goldilocks, Bears, Big Bad Wolf, Prince Charming. They are all living in New York City and in the main world, and like in our world, because some guy called like the Adversary or something. He took over their homelands and forced them all out. So then it's just these people living in our world, trying to deal with it and try to find a way to defeat the Adversary and go back home. Oh yeah, and the big bad wolf and Snow White get married.
Aww.
And have 5 kids. Well, actually 6 kids. One of them's a ghost. Well, one of them's actually
he's actually he's a zephyr.
Yeah, he's a gust of wind.
Yeah.
It was cool when you said ghost and it stopped being cool.
Yeah, because
his name is Ghost.
Yeah, his name is Ghost.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, like his mom, like, it's weird because his mom was a wolf and his dad was the North Wind.
That's Big B Wolf, by the way. So
yeah,
children are both are able to fly, turn into wolves, and one of them is a zephyr.
Yeah. And it's actually kind of funny because Big B was actually the runt of the litter. Yeah, all the other kids, like his brothers and sisters, they're able to shapeshift into anything. They're able to shapeshift into pretty big wolves, but he's only able to shapeshift into one thing, a wolf, and he's fucking gigantic.
Well, if you're gonna
he can choose his size when he turns into a wolf. Like, he could be like a large wolf or a stomps on your house with a single paw wolf.
Yeah, like he is. Like, this series is fucking awesome. Like, at one point, Goldilocks snipes Snow White in the head. Like, they.
Sounds violent.
Yeah, like, Goldilocks actually kills one of the three little pigs, turns it into, like, the Lord of the Flies, and then that pig, like, visits Snow White in a dream. Like, yeah, like, Jack, like little Jack Horner, he, like, turns out, like, the Jack from every single fairy tale is actually the same Jack. And also, every single prince is the same prince, but he's like a total
Prince
dick.
Charming.
Yeah, Prince Charming he's is just one dick. Guy.
He's a multiple divorcee, hence why Snow White is single.
Yeah, he is. He spends most of his time being broke, so he just seduces women into like letting him stay the night, and then he takes all their money and leaves.
Oh, that's not very charming.
Hey, he charmed them into bed in one night.
Shouldn't take their money.
Than once after previously robbing them.
Well, anyway, yeah, so Telltale's making us a Fables game. And it's going to be awesome, I hope.
I want to know who you're going to play as. I hope Big B.
Yeah. So anyway, that's going to do it for this week.
Okay.
So as always, you can follow the site on Twitter. You can follow us at DeathStoreProds. I am at Deadman_DDProds. We have at Bowie1 and at Steven_TC. You can like us at Facebook at Facebook.com/DeathStoreProds. And you can subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/deathstoreprodsvids. I now have 10 subscribers. I am in double digits.
On YouTube?
Yep.
I subscribed to you on YouTube.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we also have youtube.com/bovi1 and youtube.com/drthoraz. That's Dr. Thoraz.
That's right.
Yeah, so for this week. So on Friday we're gonna be having the movies podcast as well as the first commentary track for November. I don't want to tell you guys. You guys will have to wait till tomorrow before you can.
The surprise.
Yeah. So, well, this Friday we're gonna be watching Transformers the movie. This is the 1986 version, not the Michael Bay one.
The best one.
Yeah, and so at some point this week, I haven't decided yet if I'm going to actually be putting up my personal issues for this week because of all the problems I've been having with the site.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Hurricane ghosts.
Yeah, so anyway, then on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern at allgames.com, we're going to be having the Anything Cast live. Please be sure to join us at allgames.com/chat and let us know what you think about what you're doing. And then Tuesday, we're going to be having the Video Games podcast. Thursday, we're going to be having the Anime podcast as well as the Anime Club supplement. We're going to be watching Weiss Survive. And at some point in that week, Punchestron will be posting that week's Aimless Wanderings. So, until all that, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bobby Wan.
I'm Steven. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween, everybody. We'll see you guys next time.